This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1590. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 10th, Albania, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Brazil, Burkina Faso, Canada, Cuba, France, Guam, India, Indonesia, Iran, Korea, Liberia, Libya, Lithuania, Malaysia, Mauritania, Micronesia, Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, Thailand, Uganda, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Radio Tirana Albania has now moved their English broadcast to North America, the only one left, from our mornings to our evenings, when reception should be more reliable and when, of course, more people are available to listen. No longer at 1530 UT, but at 0230 to 0300, except on UT Mondays, on 7420. That frequency is clear. However, the Albanian hour at midnight UT daily remains on 7425, where China is also on the frequency. Although on one occasion, by mistake, we heard the English broadcast also back on 7425. NBCDX Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports Bangladesh on 4750, just before close down at 1500 UT, mentioning that they will soon have a broadcast in Bengali from NHK Radio Japan. However, that continues on their FM frequencies only. Radio Santa Cruz, Bolivia, can be heard signing on in the mornings without the interference it confronts in the evenings. David Sharp in New South Wales reports it October 31st, suddenly turning the transmitter on with a bad hum at 0852 UT, and then their sign-on announcements on 6134.84, while Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania had it on 6134.83, signing on November 5th at 0858. There are two Brazilians on 4865, widely separated, and Chuck Boland in Florida and Ralph Perry in Illinois have been discussing which ones they've been hearing at different times of the day. Radio Alvorada, Londrina, Paraná, and Radio Verdes Florestas in Cruzeiro do Sul, Acre, which is in far western Brazil. In California, Bruce Jensen has no doubt about the one he heard in the morning. It's Radio Verdes Florestas at 1020 UT, October 30th. Clear IDs heard twice in a five-minute period. We've had nothing to say about Burkina Faso for a long time since their shortwave transmitter has been off the air. It used to be on 4815 at night and 7230 in the daytime. However, Al Muick in Pennsylvania has been sending a lot of follow-up reception reports. He heard it on the more recent frequency of 5030 a couple of years ago when he was in Afghanistan, and he spares no expense trying to get a reply. He said a registered airmail report in French, along with $5 US, and followed up with $10 US for another report with registered return receipt. And after 69 days, he did get a reply. The director of the station says, in translation, "I am simply embarrassed to inform you that since recently our shortwave transmitter is broken. I would be very happy for any initiative you could take to aid us to find a new transmitter." Al Muick says, "I'll check sources and see if I can find a reasonably priced used transmitter for them and send them details. I don't know what their budget is, but I know that mine does not allow for purchase of transmitters." As soon as New Brunswick went off Atlantic Daylight Time, there were numerous errors in Sackville relay transmissions, missing programming, tones instead, even wrong frequencies. Well, we hope they've got it straightened out by now after the return to Atlantic Standard Time. I point out that if everyone went strictly by Universal Time, which never changes, there would be no such problems. True to form, after everyone else had made their B-season changes on October 30th, Radio Havana Cuba made theirs on November 7th, 8 days later, giving Arnie Coro some time to figure out what to do, since he refuses to participate in HFCC. I monitored many of the changes and reported them in detail. I'll just summarize some of the new frequencies RHC has appeared on, or same frequencies but at different times of day. 15120 is gone, and so is 13680 in the mornings. Instead, 13670. 11830 has moved to 11840, and it's on the air for the entire day, morning and evening, from RHC. New on 31 meters in the mornings is 9850 instead of 9550. 15360 has shifted to 15380 in the mornings. 11730 has moved to 11750. The European frequency between 19 and 23 UT is 13640, not including English, which stays on 11760 at 1900, not really for Europe. The former frequency, supposedly for Europe, 17560, was extremely strong here. It was hard to believe they were aiming it at Europe instead of us. The new one, 13640, is not so strong. New frequencies in the evenings in Spanish to South America are 9740 and 13690. The Mesa Redonda separate programming, somewhere between 2230 and 01 UT, has moved from 9640 to 9660. There's only one change concerning English broadcasts. From 05 to 07, 6150 with the squealy undermodulated transmitter has moved to 6125. However, on one occasion we heard it staying on past 0700, restarting the English hour. We don't know how long that lasted. 12040 from Radio Havana in Spanish is no longer on their official schedule, but we kept hearing it at least part of the time with an extremely distorted signal. It really ought to be put to rest. Meanwhile, Arnie did not change some frequencies which really need to be, especially 15230, still colliding with China via Canada in the mornings. We can still hear Radio France International in English, never intended for us, but Africa instead, such as at 0600 UT on 9765, where we used to hear New Zealand. And Wolfgang Büsch from Germany says he also hears RFI in English on 11995 between 04 and 06 UT. Jean-Michel Aubier in France has read a report in French only that the General Inspectorate of Finance recommends that RFI end short and medium wave broadcasts. A pirate, apparently in France, Radio Waves International, has bought some airtime on a non-pirate station for their 28th anniversary broadcast, Lithuania. It's scheduled on Friday, November 11th at 21 to 23 UT on 6055. Sunday, November 13th to Asia at 1330 to 1530 on 9895. And to North America, UT Sunday, 02 to 04 on 7415. That's November 13th. There was some concern about interference from Albania since they originally planned to use 7420 where Radio Tirana had just moved. The Terrible Twins of RWI via Roberto Scaglione also say they'll be doing their own broadcasts this weekend on 6395. 6980 or 6985, possibly also on 11401. Via Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener and Alokesh Gupta, this news from Transworld Radio. There will be a special dedication broadcast Friday, November 18th, for their two new 250-kilowatt shortwave transmitters, 1330 to 14 UT on 15400. And furthermore, at 09 to 9:15 on Friday, November 18th, there will be a DRM test during their official dedication ceremony on 17640. This is, of course, KTWR in Guam I'm talking about. And note that if you hear a religious station in English on 15400 before 13UT, it's instead HCJB Australia. On November 8th, for the first time in about 3 weeks, we heard a signal again from the Voice of Indonesia, just a tad below 9525 during the English hour at 13UT. It was only a carrier at first, but reception improved from one day to the next, still heard on November 9th and 10th. Unfortunately, there's now heavy adjacent channel interference from the Chinese radio war on 9530. Swapan Chakraborty in India wrote to the Voice of Indonesia and got this reply from the director explaining what happened. "We have made progress in repairing our shortwave transmitter of 9525, and it's been operating since November 8th. He wanted reception reports about its strength and comments on their English news. "We've been trying to confirm whether the so-called Voice of Justice, the English broadcast from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran for North America, is really on the air. According to the new schedule, at 0330 to 430 UT on 7200 and 7365. There's a weak signal on 7200 mixing with Sudan, which is stronger and has been there for a long time. And on 7365, we sometimes hear something, but it's blocked by Radio Marti and the Dentro-Cuban jamming command. Both frequencies, very poor choices for Iran. I've heard the Korean spy number station on a new frequency, 6310, for a few minutes, November 9th, until it went off at 1339, the same as previously heard on 6215. Artie Bigley sends us numerous press reports of November 8th and 9th that ELWA in Liberia was burned down by arson, as it had been previously several years ago. It's referred to as being on the air on shortwave in some of the articles, but in fact it's been inactive for a couple of years, not heard on 4760 or 6070. More about the resumption of shortwave by the newbies in Tripoli. French at 16 to 18 UT, more or less, on 11600. In World DX Club Contact, Alan Rowe in England says it was exciting to hear the new Radio Libya, October 22nd, from Sinon at 1601. They were playing light orchestral music and Austrian waltz, and not much African music until a little bit late in the hour. And at one point, they even played Eartha Kitt's classic Santa Baby. However, on October 26th at 17UT, Bjorn Fransen in Sweden reports to Shortwave Bulletin not hearing Radio Libby on 11600, but instead China Radio International, apparently in Swahili. You could mix them up because they were talking about African subjects, even Libya and Gaddafi. There are other stations scheduled on 11600 during those hours. DRM from Bulgaria, which I assume is not actually in use, and from 1700, the Voice of Russia. Via Playdex, Anker Petersen in Denmark reports on his log of Libya on November 3rd. It was from 1727 until sign-off at 1807 in French. They had some political comments about the recent revolution. And a number of IDs as Radio-Télévision Libye de la capitale Tripoli. He says the previous bad modulation of voice audio had been corrected, but audio was still fading very much despite a strong, steady carrier. The new management plays a lot of nice music between the comments. So far, only voices of two French-speaking journalists have been heard, and they play each day the same three CDs: Russian music, Vienna waltzes, and French chanson, so their working conditions may be very primitive. On November 4th, David Sharp in New South Wales heard them until closing at 1803 UT. On that date, there was no sign of China. Libya was alone on the frequency. On November 5th, Alan Rowe in the UK reports nothing heard at 1600 or during the next half hour on 11600, but at 1715, it was on the air in French with a good signal and ID, the same signature tune as previously heard, but with muffled audio. K.H. Schmitter in Germany sends a clip of what he heard November 9th on 11600 from 1745. They were announcing the schedule as until 18 UT, but in fact, on that date, they weren't cut off the air until 1830. This is World of Radio number 1590. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Look for the link to DX Listening Digest. The latest edition we're quoting from is number 11-45. Our thanks this week for financial support from Terry Kruger in Florida, who sent a contribution in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In Hardcore DX, Mikhail Timofeyev in Russia says, it seems Voice of Malaysia is currently inactive on all frequencies, 6175, 9750, 11885, and 15295. Has one more international broadcaster just left shortwave? The frequency most likely to be heard, if it is operational, is 15295 at various times between 04 and 14 UT. And Mauritania has been missing again the first week in November, as Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal and I have tried to hear it on 7245. In the Condish list, Miguel Castellino reports getting a verification from PMA, Pacific Missionary Aviation, also known as the Cross in Micronesia. He heard it October 11th at 10 UT on 4755. But that reminds us, we've not seen any other reports of it in the past month. Is it still on the air? Best time seems to be around 09 past 10 UT, sometimes later if they forget to turn off the transmitter. Via Alan Pennington, BDXC UK, the private station in the Netherlands, KBC Radio, says they'll carry out their first DRM test Saturday, November 12th at 18 UT on 7550. But where is the transmitter? We know it's registered as Armenia. Unfortunately, 7550 is already in use by All India Radio on AM starting at 1745 until 2230. So everyone's anticipating quite a collision unless there's a last-minute change. In planning this, KBC may have overlooked All India Radio since they've been in no hurry to insert their schedule into B11 HFCC. Never mind, just in, KBC DRM changed to 7590. As I said last week, there's no longer any English to be heard on shortwave from Poland in North America. However, they have started up an hour in Polish. It's at 22 UT. I've confirmed it via Sackville on 15260. Quite a good signal here. And from the UK on 7330, which is much weaker, but no doubt designed to fill in the skip zone around Sackville. Although the hour was a mess in Polish, it opened with one ID in English. The past few winters, we've heard a mysterious V and CQ marker on CW on 6074, just as Radio Rossi via Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky was signing off 6075 at 14 UT. But from now on, they're signing off an hour earlier due to the permanent time change in Russia at 1300. And Ron Howard in California confirms that CW marker is appearing again. He heard it November 4th, and the call sign was 2MTL, 2 Mike Tango Lima. I heard it also on November 8th. Another one they've used frequently, and which we may also hear again, is 8GAL. As for Voice of Russia in English to North America, I've noticed that they're still signing off at 0600 UT, unlike previous winters, 0700. It looks like they've allowed the permanent time change inside Russia to affect their external service hours. That's on 9840 and 12030. Mikhail Timofeyev, who works for the St. Petersburg, Russia shortwave site, is inviting reception reports for their new special anniversary QSL card. The only transmission late at night, which we have much chance of hearing in North America is the one aimed at South America on 6135, midnight to 03 UT in Spanish, Russian, and Spanish. Unfortunately, Bolivia's Radio Santa Cruz is on 6134.8 variable, and that produces a heterodyne against what so far has been a rather weak signal from Russia here. But we can keep trying to make out enough details to send in a reception report. Bolivia sometimes closes just after 0100, but the first night we tried, their heterodyne stayed on past 0230. I imagine they're not too happy about the Russians interfering with them, even in South America. We were wondering when, if ever, to reliably hear English from the Sudan Radio Service, other than the name of the program. Now on 17745, via Wolverton, UK. It was monitored by Bill Bingham in South Africa during the entire broadcast, November 9th, from 1459 until 1657 UT. That was a Wednesday. And he says it was in Sudanese Arabic. No English heard other than the IDs. Should you wish to hear Radio Damascus, Syria, good luck. The new schedule via Jaisak Tivel, HCDX, shows their only English hour remains on 9330 at 21 to 22 UT, blocked in North America by WBCQ. And there's no mention of their other frequency, 12085. If WBCQ is not too strong where you are, try tuning the lower sideband for Syria, since the planet is on upper. Every night since November 2nd, I've been hearing Radio Taiwan International at 0600 UT on 6875 via WYFR in German. Now, that would be an ideal time for a morning broadcast to Germany, but it's not on their schedule. This hour is supposed to be in Spanish, and in fact, the antenna is aimed west toward Mexico rather than northeast toward Europe, accounting for the super strong signal we get. Furthermore, the previous hour at 0500 has been in Chinese instead of the scheduled language, English. I wonder how much longer this mistake will be prolonged. I've been getting generally sufficient but quite fluttery reception from Radio Thailand's English to North America on their new frequency, 13745. Between midnight and 1 UT, it's their morning news hour, complete with commercials. They are scheduled to make a beam switch halfway through it at midnight 30 from aiming at the East Coast to the West Coast, but we're halfway between. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania looks for Radio Yabaganda, the clandestine via France, just about every Saturday, is scheduled 17 to 1715 UT, now supposed to be on 17725, replacing 15410. But on November 5th, it was not to be heard on either frequency. So what's become of Radio Yabaganda? Meanwhile, in Cumbre DX, Wendell Craighead reports getting a QSL from them for a previous report on 15410, specifying the transmitter site as Issoudun, France. It was an EQSL, and he was pleased to get this reply after several attempts. But he says, I almost deleted this QSL. It went to trash, where it appeared among the daily assortment of emails from people with Middle Eastern and African-sounding names, all, I assume, offering to send me millions of dollars. Mike Terry forwards a story from Radio World of November 2nd by Paul McLean. U.S. international broadcasting aims for sweeping changes, including a sharp drawdown of U.S. shortwave capacity outside a half-dozen key target countries, repealing the Smith-Mundt Act banning domestic dissemination, merging the non-VOA services into one corporate structure, and eliminating the name Broadcasting Board of Governors as it's being merged with the International Broadcasting Bureau. There's a lot more to this. One should read the entire report. Reminder that since November 6th, with the resumption of standard time in North America, all our broadcast hours on U.S. shortwave stations are 1 UT hour later than before, mostly on the same frequencies. For example, on WTWW, we're Thursdays at 2200 UT on 9479, and UT Sundays at 0500 on 5755. On WWRB, UT Fridays at 0430 on 3195 and 5051. On WRMI, we have many airings. All of those when UTR later on 9955 and webcasts. They've just put up a new revised program schedule grid. You can find via their website, wrmi.net. And on WBCQ, we're Thursdays at 2230 UT on 7490. However, checking earlier in the week, as I feared, there is heavy interference, at least in this area, from the BBC World Service in English, which is on 7490 from Thailand. It's aimed at East Asia, but the same azimuth carries right on along the gray line into North America. I've recommended a better frequency to Alan Weiner. The BBC collision lasts for 2 hours from 22 to midnight UT. WTWW has been testing their third transmitter, known as number 2. Again, I've heard it occasionally with a very good signal here on 9990 and 5085. George McClinock says if all goes well, they plan an inaugurational broadcast, as they did for number 1. Ted Randall will be anchoring a live show playing oldies and taking reception reports by phone calls live on the air. This is planned for 22 to midnight UT, Saturday, November 12th on 9990, and switching then to 5085 until 0400 or so. By the way, the night frequency might need to move upward to 5090 or 5095, depending on interference. WHRI needs to adjust their transmitter on 21630. November 5th at 1821, I found that it was putting out modulation spur spikes over most of the 13-meter band, at least from 21515 to 21810. Would it be too much to ask for other U.S. operations to grant WRMI a desperately needed clear frequency? Apparently, it would be too much. Radio Free Asia, we've been hearing, in Tibetan via Tinian on 9955 at 15 to 16 UT instead of WRMI. Registered at other times on that frequency are KTWR in Guam, KHBN Palau, and the imaginary WMLK in Pennsylvania. If you hear English on 6270 until 0528 UT, it's not a new broadcast from Radio Cairo, but instead a Leapfrog mixing product, yet another one of those from the Sackville site. It's Radio Japan on 6110, leapfrogging over China in English on 6190, another 80 kilohertz higher. Most Americans surely heard about, if they did not hear it actually, the nationwide EAS test, November 9th at 1900 UT. We who monitored it found lots of problems in running it properly, and it can be considered a failure except that as a test, it showed where the weaknesses were. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 8th, ANK indices peaking at 10 and 3 on November 12th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2 through December 5th. Solar flux dropping from 180 on November 10th to 135 on the 22nd and 23rd, and rising again to 165 by December 4th. And that's World of Radio number 1590. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.